With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Corey. Y'all know what time it is. We do second date update, and here we go.
Okay, so you go on a date. You think that this is it, man. You're definitely going to get a second date.
Right.
But then you don't hear from them, and you're like, what happened? And so we try to figure out what happened and get you a second date.
Let's bring Lupe on. Lupe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What can you tell us about Robert? So tell us how you met first, and then let's run through the first date.
So we met in the tale as old as time lately. We met on Tinder.
Okay. Is Tinder considered old school now?
I mean, I think I've been to probably like 6 or 7 Tinder and Bumble weddings. So
wow. Ooh, weddings. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's the new old way to find people.
All right.
So I mean, I'm still trying to have my Tinder wedding. So that's right? I haven't left the app. Right.
So from your email, you said that like you guys took turns taking each other to your favorite places. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we did. So what we did first was we decided to meet for drinks, and then we were going to go to dinner.
Okay.
So he picked the Italian place, which was really, really good. And I loved it. And I wanted to get like all romantic and cheesy, like order the spaghetti, Lady and the Tramp, the whole thing.
Wow.
But I figured that would get a little messy.
I mean, don't we all, girl? Let's be real.
That might be a lot on the first date.
All right. Anyway, it happened in your head. I get it.
If he's willing to do that on the first date, you know, he's willing to do a lot more. So I was like, you know what? So we went there for our first date, and we instead, you know, I obviously went with the ravioli because spaghetti was going to get messy.
Right.
We got a bottle of wine. We talked all night. It was pretty romantic, and I felt that we were having a great time and we were really into each other. So then we went to my favorite dive bar. We had a great night, and then that was it. He texted me to make sure I got home safe, and that was the last I heard from him.
God, it sounds like somebody died.
Were you table dancing? Was there a pole there?
What kind of bar was this?
It's just a cute dive bar. Like, it's my neighborhood dive bar, so I go there very often.
Right.
Like, everybody knows me. Like, it's kind of like it's my neighborhood Cheers bar. So, like, I'm there often. And he seemed like he was having a good time. The drinks are good. I mean, the wildest thing I did was try to recreate Lady and the Tramp the whole night. So I don't think anything crazy happened.
Right. Well, I mean, you've been listening to the show long enough. You know how Second Date Update works. We're going to have you mute your phone, and we'll call Robert and see how the date went from his perspective,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks for your help, guys.
Sure. Cross your fingers. Let's play a song, and then we'll get to it. It's a Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We're in the middle of Second Date Update. We've been talking to Lupe. She met a guy named Robert on Tinder. Considered the OG way now, apparently.
I thought Match was the OG.
Well, that's like...
Super OG.
That's like grandma status.
That's like silver singles.
That's where my mom met her husband. Anyway, so Lupe, you guys kind of went to each other's favorite places. He took you to Italian, his favorite place, and then you took him to your favorite bar for some after-dinner drinks, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Let's call him and see what's up, because the last thing you said to us before we went to play a song was, and then he disappeared. So let's see what's up. Can you hang on for a sec? Let's call him. Just hit mute on your phone. Here we go.
All right. Definitely will do.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Robert, please?
Yep, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
What's up, Robert?
Oh, hi.
Hi. We're a radio station, and we do a morning show, and we do something called Second Date Update.
Do you listen to our show?
Yeah, every now and then.
Are you familiar with Second Date Update?
I think I maybe heard it once or twice.
Well, we're doing it right now, and we'd like to talk to you about a date you went on.
Can we ask you about your date with Lupe? Do you have a second?
Sure, yeah.
OK. Okay.
Lupe, wow. She,
yeah, she'd love to go out with you again. She said you were cool. And she said you disappeared. So you just been busy? Or can we get a second date? Or how did it go for you?
Right. Well, the first half of the date was really good. Like, we went to this little Italian place, you know, had a great time, talked a bunch. And then she suggested we go to this dive bar in her neighborhood.
Sure.
And, you know, I love dive bars just as much as the next guy. But, you know, we got there, and I swear to God, everyone in this place, every dude in this place, like, knew her. On a first-name basis, they knew Lupe. And, like, they're all coming over, saying, hey, like, you know, giving her hugs and stuff, which is, like, fine, I guess. Like, kind of weird when you're, like, on a date with another guy, but, like, you know, whatever. Maybe they're all friends. But they're, like, all, like, eyeing me up and stuff. And then it got really weird when she, like, she left to go to the bathroom. And I, like, three dudes separately, like, came up to me and were, like, trying to vibe me out. And were, like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing with Lupe? Like,
okay.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Do you think they were threatening you?
They kind of were. Like, I think when it became clear we were on a date, they were like, oh, you better treat her right, or else, like, you know, you're going to answer to me, like, kind of, like, big brothery. And then, like, some guys definitely, like, were into her because, like, they were just, like, shooting daggers at me, like, all night. And I don't know, man. Like, it's just weirded me out, like, if I should be watching my back, but.
All right. So, Robert, here's the thing. Is Lupe is listening right now? Lupe.
Oh.
Lupe.
Yeah.
What's up with your crew?
I mean, listen, those guys are like my brothers. I told you this is like my neighborhood bar. Like, I've been going there since I was before I was 21. Well, don't put that on internet. I might get them in trouble. But I've been going there a long time.
Jeez.
They're
I'll
just
tell you
protective.
What, Lupe.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys, I think, wish they were something a little more than your brothers.
I mean, that's the way you're interpreting it. They've never tried anything in the years that I've gone there. So I think they would have at least tried to ask me out for dinner. They've seen me wasted there many a time. So I think they're like brothers. They're trying to have my back. Like,
hold on.
Shwasted.
One of my favorite Scrabble words, shwasted.
Is that like two words put together?
Well, you know what shwasted means.
I do?
I don't want to derail this whole, I can't say.
I mean, assuming I know.
I'm sorry, Lupe, please continue. So they've seen, this is your people. This is your village. This is your bubble. But, Robert, did you feel intimidated?
Threatened?
I mean, yeah, like, I don't know who these guys are. And they're all, like, they seem very, like, territorial. And I don't know, man. It wasn't my vibe.
Oh, dude, Robert, come on. I at the risk of sounding like, come on, dude, grow a pair. Like, what's the big deal? There's just guys who take care of me. Like, it sounds like you're kind of starting to sound drama, and like, it, I don't know. I don't know. That's very insecure on your end, to be quite honest.
This is going downhill quickly.
Yeah, this is okay. So where are we at? Are we? You guys want to try a second date, different bar? Lupin, we might as well start with you. You called us.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Honestly, like, if you can't handle a bunch of guys who just want to take care of me and protect me, then I'm good. You don't want to even meet my real brothers.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. We're good.
All right, hang on. Man, she's got brothers, too.
Yeah, this isn't going to work out.
Anyway, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings, replays at 9:05.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.